adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, our guest from the new movie, The Guru, Jimmy Mysteries here. The Guru. It also has Marissa Tomei and Heather Graham in it. When I was in England over the summer, and I saw spots for this all over the place. And I to tell you the truth, I thought maybe it was a play. I wasn't sure. I don't know why I thought it was a play. I was like, well, we're in London, and it must be a play. And I hadn't seen it advertised in the United States. So was it released there first?
Yeah, it was released in August in the UK first, and it was on the I don't know if you saw the buses, it was on the side of all the buses and everything. It was a big release and it did very well.
And now it's coming over here and coming out on the 14th, which is, what day is it today?
The 9th.
So it'll be out on Friday?
Yeah, it's already released in here in LA, New York, and a couple of other cities, but it's going wider next Friday.
Right. You can drop the fake British accent now.
No, it's real.
I understand, it's part of the role, but Drew said was telling me during the break or before the show began,
a form of break for us.
Yeah,
it was about 4 minutes
between,
we spent together
in between talking.
Yeah, that's right.
He had seen a trailer for the film, I imagine, in the theater.
Yep,
and he said it was a very clever idea.
Looks very clever, very funny. I really want to see it.
Now I don't know what is the Guru's plot.
The Guru's plot is that. It's about a young guy who I play, who's a dance teacher who idolises John Travolta, and he lives in India. And his dream is basically to come to America to become a star like John, but he kind of, on cue.
Yeah.
And he doesn't become a star as an actor or dancer, but through...
First he comes here and ends up like doing stereotypical ethnic jobs in New York.
Yeah, working in restaurants, kind of things like that. He kind of, through one way or another, gets involved in the porn scene, where he meets Heather.
Right.
And inadvertently becomes...
That's, again, his desperation to be an actor, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But he doesn't realise it's a porn film. So he gets the sack because he can't get it on, right, if you see what I mean. And he goes to a party, ends up taking the place of a swami who's a guru who's kind of passed out drunk, and the life of the guru of sex begins, and that's what I become.
It's very, very much like what you've always said about the guys that are the guru.
The cult leaders.
Yeah.
All these cult leaders. We were yapping about this a few weeks ago when that
Raelian.
The Raelian did the cloning, and there's all this discussion, and ultimately it's guys in their 50s with tons of hot runaway chicks who they get to bang at will, and ultimately all these cults. There'll be no cult that is led by a fat, dykey broad, you know, haunchy chick with a buzz cut. No. It's a way for guys, 50-something-year-old guys who are screwed up to bang 18-year-old runaways.
Yeah.
It ends up revolving around sex.
Absolutely.
Once they sort of scrape beneath the surface just a little bit, at first it's a lot of talk about religion and lifestyle and group harmony and stuff like that. But as they start to scrape beneath the surface, it turns out he's banging all of the chicks.
Well, this is the basis of this story, because there's a famous director called Shekhar Kapoor, who did like a film called Elizabeth and the Four Feathers recently. And this was his idea 15 years ago. And it was based on his experience as an Indian man coming to the West.
Mm-hmm.
And he found very quickly that people thought he was spiritual. So he just used it to the full and played the fact that he was spiritual and got to kind of, have sex with lots of beautiful girls.
I loved in the story how people in this country buy BS.
Yeah.
They just look... His character spouts all this stuff and they just... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Solved my problem.
You do it with an Indian accent then?
Oh, yes. Of course.
Oh, that's great. Let's hear some of that. That's wonderful.
I am the guru of sex, and I will give you many advice tonight. If you'd like to call in, I will tell you my sexual advice, okay?
Are you Indian yourself? You're dark skinned.
My father is. I was born and raised in Britain. My mum's born in Ireland. I'm kind of, you know,
sort of a
mixed parentage. Yeah,
but there's some.
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course.
The accent came easily for you.
Not really. I mean, my dad doesn't speak with one. It was just kind of another act. You know, it's just part of what I do, really. Yeah. Different characters and all that kind of thing.
See, to me, you're doing two accents. You're doing that sort of Cockney British thing and the Indian thing, which makes it harder to overcome somehow because you're doing an accent, you're replacing an accent.
But
with
I
an
believe
accent.
In the movie you have an American accent.
It's Indian. So like an Indo-American because it's someone who's grown up on American culture but is Indian. So he kind of has this kind of Indian kind of American twang, you know? It's
right.
kind of thing.
Oh, man. All right. Coming out this Friday, and it sounds good. I mean, Heather Graham's always good. Marissa Tomei's always good.
Tell the Heather Graham story again, just real quickly, just as long as...
Who?
When she was sitting right here that one night.
Oh, yeah.
It was very funny.
Jeez, I forgot about that.
What happened? Go on.
Heather Graham was on this show 7 years ago.
Easy, yeah.
Six and a half, seven
no,
years
easy
ago?
Seven, yeah.
Maybe seven and a half. She was plugging I don't know what movie at the time.
It went straight to cable, to pod, to
yeah,
video, whatever.
Yeah, it didn't sound that good. And whatever movie, a lot of times when the guest comes in, and maybe we'll ask you this, too, if you play your cards right, any other projects coming up beside The Guru that you'd like to talk about?
Except you asked her, it was during the break, I remember.
Oh, was
it? We kind of sat back, it was during the break. What else are you working on, Heather? And she's
like, well, oh, no, we did this on the air, Drew.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
She said, I got this movie coming up, about the porn industry in the 70s. I play Roller Girl. I'm opposite Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds had just come off of Cop and a Half or
yeah.
Kindergarten Cop or whatever. Burt Reynolds had made a string of just horrible movies, you know, in the earlier 90s kind of thing, up to the mid-90s. And it was Roller Girl, Burt Reynolds.
And Marky Mark.
And,
and it sounded like a disaster.
Oh. It's Burt Reynolds, Marky Mark, and I wear roller skates. And I was like, honey, you got to talk to your agent. This is going to be an abortion.
He goes, you're an attractive woman. You're a talent. What are you doing?
You're between Burt Reynolds and Marky Mark. Oh,
he
no.
He went on for a good 5 minutes about
Roller Girl. Oh, my God. This sounds like the flamingest turd I've ever heard of. And
look what happened.
Yeah. She wasn't, you know. And
she didn't defend it either.
She didn't defend it, but she was quietly upset, I think, about it because...
went on for quite a while, let's face it.
She hasn't been here for 7 years. I mean, that's...
I'll talk to her. I'll ask her if she...
Please do. And no, I did talk to her about it, actually, at some club a few years back. But the point is it Boogie Nights ended up being, ironically, my favorite film of the year and right up there, top two or three in the last 10 years,
yeah.
I would say. I really love that movie. So... just to hear her describe Boogie Nights, give you a thumbnail sketch of Marky Mark, Burt Reynolds, and me on roller skates, takes place in the 70s. It's like, oh, my God, it's going to be horrible. Ashley?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know if I had sex or not because I was with this guy, and we were just messing around or whatever, and he put it in, but he couldn't fit it in. I don't know, like went halfway in, I guess you would say, and he pulled out, and like I don't know if I can. That's considered having sex, or if I'm still a virgin.
Shall we sit as?
How far did it get in?
Probably like halfway in.
Yeah, that now see, it's like in American football when they score a touchdown, the ball just has to break the plane, even if they end up pushing him back to the 5 yard line.
It's
the hands up. The referee signaled touchdown. He's broken the plane.
Now, but in a more sort of spiritual sense, there really wasn't a sexual activity.
Right.
But there also wasn't... Her sense of chastity shouldn't have been sustained through that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because really, virginity is about chaste, being chaste and having chastity. And you sort of...
What's chaste? Chastity?
Yeah, same thing.
You're chaste if
you
have
chastity? To be chaste, or you are...
To be chaste? And then held down and have your chastity taken away?
Chastity is more a noun, right? To be chaste, the state of being.
All right, listen.
All right.
Ashley?
Yeah?
We'll just consider you a virgin.
Let's take the judges. Virgin, yes or no? Give her a yes.
I think it's about how she feels. And if she feels like...
He has to say it with the Indian accent. Didn't quite work for me.
I don't know. I feel bad.
The guru says...
I don't know. I don't really consider, like...
Well, listen,
everyone tells me I'm not one anymore.
Well, let me ask you, look, are you planning to have sex with this guy?
Well, I guess if the chance came up again, I probably would.
Well, I guarantee you this guy will be sniffing around. You know, he'll be around again.
I have another question.
But here's the deal. If you're so worried about a technicality, I'm not so sure you're prepared to do this.
Yeah.
Well, see, I have another question. Like, is there any way I can get an STD from this? Because
Yes, you can get a STD from what's happened.
Because we didn't use a condom and...
Yes. You could even get pregnant from what just happened.
Okay.
So I guess we'd have to sort of take away the virginity title, wouldn't we?
Yeah, if there's a possibility of you being pregnant.
Yeah.
And then there's no divine intervention here.
No.
Hey, Ashley?
Yeah?
Slow down a little bit then.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, but good times though, right?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Why not? Lainey?
Yeah?
You're 25?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Hey, since I was in high school...
I almost don't believe him already.
No, I think there's something...
Oh, is something wrong with Lainey?
What's up, Lainey?
You zany, Lainey? What's up?
Since I was in high school, I get, like, aroused when I scratch myself. Not like I get hard and I don't ejaculate, but I have the same feeling like when I am masturbating and I have an orgasm.
You get a euphoria from cutting.
Yeah.
Cutting? He said scratching. Oh, you mean like scratching his nails into himself?
No. Yeah. Like scratching my nails into myself.
What's up, Lainey? Have any problems other than this?
No, I mean, I've never, like, been abused or nothing, if that's what you're asking.
Is your no head trauma, anything like that?
No.
Are you doing any drugs?
No, I've never done any drugs. I don't drink. I mean...
What do you do for work?
For work? I work in a gas station.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A lot of fumes.
And how long's this been going on for?
This is, like I said, it's been going on since I was in high school. I'm 25 now, so about 7.
What kind of scratching did we figure out he was doing?
Scratching with my nails.
So you draw blood, or...?
If they're sharp. I mean, if I haven't cut my nails, eventually I draw blood. But a lot of times it's just, like, dead skin, kind
of. But so, Drew, you don't think of this as self-mutilation,
well,
do you?
Well, it is in the sense that that's the kind of biology people that do that are trying to generate. They're trying to get that
euphoric. You mean you get the euphoric feeling
from it? It's a dissociation they get into. They kind of dissociate through, and the endorphins rise and sort of power or I got up at 2:45 this morning. My brain is barely...
You did? What'd you get up at 2:40?
I was in Atlanta to be CNN.
Well, why don't you say that? Stop talking then. Lainey.
Yeah.
You're fine, buddy. You got to keep on keeping on. You know what I'm saying?
No, Lainey, look. It's a sign that you may be... You know, you say you aren't abused, but there's something's going on, right? You've had some trauma growing up?
No. There's no trauma. That's what I'm trying to say. That's kind of what my question is. Like, I want to know...
Well, then that's your unique biology. But it is definitely the case that scratching yourself, cutting skin, this sort of thing can cause endorphin surges, particularly in people that are genetically prone to addiction.
He's scratching himself like a dog.
Yeah,
like,
weird.
I mean, when a dog gets a boner, when you do that thing right where its tail meets its ass on the top
there. He said he draws blood, though, if his nails are sharp.
Yeah, but he didn't still... He wasn't a cutter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He was a little more... He was compulsive, but it wasn't the cutting part.
Maybe just something unique to his biology.
Yeah. I mean, once in a while, you meet some guy who can pop his eyeball out of socket or roll his tongue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's this guy. He scratches himself. He gets the feeling of an orgasm.
Uh-huh.
Nothing wrong with that. He's working at a gas station. Everything's working. Everything's going fine for him. Even if you own the gas station, it would still be a bad job, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's talk to Cindy, who's 14. Cindy?
Yep.
What's up?
Oh, nothing much. I just had a kind of like a question I wanted to clear up.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you got cum in your eye, you can go blind.
No, Guru?
No, I don't think that is going to happen.
At 14.
My dear, at 14.
Oh, really? You'd be surprised. You know, in your native India, maybe not. But here, Cindy?
Yeah.
Did that happen to you?
No, it didn't. I just, like, heard it from some friends that there's, like, this weird chemical reaction with something in the cum in your eye.
No, you can get...
Rubbish.
You can get chlamydia. If the guy has chlamydia, you can get chlamydia in the eye. And that's kind of, it's a bad infection.
You can get pink eye?
You can get gonorrhea in the eye even, but that's...
But do you have to have gonorrhea? What about...
Yeah, you can't transmit it unless somebody's...
In the absence of nothing?
Nothing.
Well, what if I got rubbed fecal matter in your eye?
That would cause a conjunctivitis. That's
got
a bunch of bacteria in it, though.
It does.
Different.
It does. Urine, fine?
Urine's fine.
I know. I've done some testing with that, actually, in high school. Apparently, it burns, though, very severely. Mm-hmm. At least that's what Ray was screaming. But fecal matter, no. Urine, yes. Yes. Semen?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so like a cocktail of urine and semen would be fine. Mm. Okay. All right, Cindy?
Yeah.
That's fine there.
I'm defenseless tonight.
Really? Oh, I had one other question.
Yeah.
If, like, is it easier to get pregnant if you have sex while you're on your period?
No. That's the more difficult time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I haven't had sex yet. I'm still
good.
A virgin.
Right, good. Great.
Stay that way.
Good. See if you can ride that out another 4 to 6 weeks, okay?
Okay.
All right, babe. Now, you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. How old is he?
He's 17.
Uh-oh.
Not be long.
14, 17.
Mm-mm.
Well, it's not that bad. It's just like 3 years apart.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but his balls are in their 40s. Believe you me. Believe me.
Yeah.
It's more than 3 years. The scrotum is much older than he is. See how wrinkly it is? It's losing its hair. It really...
You got that crazy chin.
Yeah, your nuts do look like... It just looks like an old man's head. They look like... And Benny Hill used to slap that guy around, a little bald guy, feed him the cracker.
Oh.
This is what my nutsack looks like, that guy's head. It's much older. That's all I'm saying.
Jimmy likes the Benny Hill references. Let's stay with the UK references.
Yeah.
Oh, Benny Hill.
I love that Benny Hill.
I think you like it more here than we did back home.
Really?
Oh, really?
Interesting.
You guys had an ass full of Benny over there.
Yeah.
It was like, What Benny Hill is to you is what Jerry Lewis is to us
in
the French. We're like, are you guys high? Like, we know we didn't like you, but we never thought you were stupid. We just thought you had a bad attitude. Now it's like you're stupid and you got a poor attitude. Yeah, we can't understand it. I wonder what the equivalent any of that stuff is.
For here?
Yeah, I mean, what do the Japanese have that they send over here that they're laughing at us about? You know what I mean? What do we got over there? I mean, I know we can sell a pair of Levi's over there for $250 or something like that, but...
Raw fish.
We still like it. Raw fish, you think?
I don't know. I quite like it, but the whole idea of eating something raw, maybe that was a big joke.
Yeah, I mean, they eat it too, but they probably don't pay so much for it over there.
That's the thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what... I'd like to figure out what the countries are and what they're laughing at us about, mm-hmm. what we're laughing at them about. Well, Benny Hill, Jerry Lewis, we got those straightened out.
Mm.
Oh. Well, see, for us, we didn't get to see chicks in bikinis running around with their ass crack hanging out and stuff when I was in junior high. Do you remember watching that, Benny Hill, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
It was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have cable. We didn't have pornography. We didn't have anything good. As a matter of fact, I could remember seeing reruns of Benny Hill where I knew there was a pivotal, titillating scene that was coming up. And really poising myself in front of the TV.
Like the biological memory, the physiologic memory.
Well, I remember last
memories.
Time I saw it, like Benny's down at the beach and, you know, there's everyone's at their changing station and Benny opens a door and slams the door. And when he slams his door, the beautiful woman's door pops open for a split second before the Bobby runs by or something. And, you know, that was 6 months ago, but now it's coming again. And this time I'm going to be ready. Like before, I was looking at Benny. Screw that. I'm going to be poised here. I got a sketch pad out. It was always disappointing, but do you remember that kind of activity?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You guys, what they got for nudity in English? You guys only had like 2.5 stations growing up over there in England, right?
Yeah.
You know, everything good.
We have 3, 4, 5 now. 5 terrestrial stations.
Right, and growing up, what'd you have?
We had 3.
3, and 2 of them had gardening 24 hours, right?
And one had the news and crap soap operas.
And you couldn't get any good, could you get any good titillation?
No, it was Benny Hill. Or this other guy called Kenny Everett. There was 2 people, and they used to do these kind of smutty kind of things, and that was it. Right. We don't even get that anymore.
No, oh, poor England. All right, let's take one more call. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Amy?
Yes.
You're 25.
I am.
What's up?
Recently, it seems as if my husband has lost a lot of his sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been married just over a year. He's only 27. And he's not sure what's going on. He swears it's not me. He says he's still attracted to me.
Did you guys just
it's
have
not
children?
Him. What's that?
Did you guys just have kids?
No. We have no kids.
Is he on medication?
What's that?
Is he on medication?
He's taking Protonix, I think it's called, for an esophageal acid reflux.
How long has he been on that for?
About 2 months.
How long has his sex drive been down?
He's worked out of town for about the last 2 years. So he's been back for about 3 months. And I guess it's hard to...
Hard to tell because he's been out of town?
Well, I...
You've been away from him for... Wait. You've been away from him for 18 months?
No, he would come home, like, almost every other weekend, or I would fly down. We're in Seattle, and I would go down to the Bay Area, and we'd see each other on the weekends. So, and every time we saw each other, it was playing catch-up. And it would go anywhere from 3 to, you know, maybe 7 times in a weekend. Mm-hmm. And now that he's home, it might be 2 times a week.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. you know, we've...
Jimmy seems fine with this.
Twice a week is normal.
Not too bad.
That's not much at all.
It's normal.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Listen. She doesn't see the guy for 2 weeks. She says every other week.
Yeah.
So she flies...
No, she goes down 1 week. He comes up the next. Every weekend.
Drew, got to punch that mic. She said every other week, and then she said going down early. Mm-hmm. Did you see him every weekend?
Not always. His company...
All right.
No.
So anyway... It's difficult to get a good answer out of this one. But anyway, she goes a stretch without seeing the guy. Maybe it's a week, maybe it's 2 weeks. Then she sees the guy, and it's time to make up for lost ground.
Right.
It's, we do it 2-3 times a week normally. It's been 2 weeks. Give it to me 6 times in the next 4 hours, and then we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Then she goes back. Now he moves in, and this is kind of his cadence, because this whole thing where they've been separated for 10, 14 days, whatever, doesn't exist anymore. Now they're on sort of a normal married,
pattern.
Twice a week kind of pattern.
And I brought up the Protonix, too. That does not typically cause a drop in sex drive, but any medication can. So you might want to look into that.
All right. So, Amy.
Yep.
So twice a week, you know, doesn't sound like your husband's lost his sex drive. It just sounds like maybe that's the metronome his balls are set to. Is my grandmother used to say.
Now, I mean, in the past, though, when he's been home for 2 or 3 months at a time,
mm-hmm.
it's been 4 or 5 times a week.
All right.
Recently, since he's come home, it's been just, it's not even, I don't think, close to what it's been. And when we discuss it, he gets mad at me because he said it's not his fault. It's not his will. It's just he doesn't have the drive for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
Well, you can have him see a doctor, and you can stop the Protonix, and just make sure not something biological going on. But this may just be his steady state. And then when he hits his stride, this
like,
is it.
Well, look, she should talk to Muhammad Ali and ask him why he ain't knocking out guys in the ring anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, just because he used to be able to do it doesn't mean that's what he does. I realize he's not suffering from Parkinson's and in his 50s, but I mean... He may be sliding into his sort of, adult male sexual stride, which is probably a couple times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody goes through that 3 times a day business, but that's a long time.
Did you ever actually go through that?
I did. I used to beat off 3 times a day.
Oh, I figured that.
Oh, sex.
With a person.
Yeah, there are chicks nearby and neighbors and stuff.
Did you masturbate to?
Yeah. No, but it's just, it was an apartment. It was just a wall separating us.
I
look at that as a sexual encounter.
Nice.
She's in her kitchen. I'm, apartment.
You're looking through a hole you drilled in the wall.
How dare you, Drew. Okay. Let's take ourselves a break. Jimmy Mystery's our guest tonight. He's from the new movie, The Guru, which is with Heather Graham and Marissa Tomei. It's coming out this Friday. Drew gives it a big thumbs up already.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Jimmy Mystery is our guest tonight. Jimmy is the star, or one of the stars of The Guru, new movie coming out on the this Friday, the 14th. Heather Graham is in this. So is Marissa Tomei, and it looks good, at least according to the poster. Not seen it yet.
Colorful.
Very nice. I don't know why it doesn't look like a play, Drew. Or am I just making that up?
No, I can see why.
It was on these double-decker buses in England, and I'm thinking, well, must be a play. I would have heard of it if it was a movie. But it was released in England first, apparently, and I saw the billboards up when I was there. Drew has seen the trailer and told me before Jimmy came in the room that he thought it was a brilliant idea. Yes, Drew?
That's what I said.
That's what he said. All right. Megan?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have this friend, and I barely moved to where I live at right now, and we've grown close, and he's confided in me, and he's told me that he's having really big problems with his family right now.
What's happening?
He's told me that they've hit him before, and they're always fighting, like, constantly. His parents are yelling at him, and I don't know if it's for no reason. A lot of times he says that he doesn't do anything, and then they start yelling at him, and they tell him really bad things.
Like what?
Like there's this one really specific one I just kind of don't want to say because I'm afraid he might be listening.
Somebody will hear it. Can you be general about it? Do they call him names or tell him he's a bad guy?
Well, they call him names.
Yeah.
It's a bad thing.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is this his dad?
It's mostly his dad, but he said his mom does it as well.
Is his dad an alcoholic?
Not that I know of.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
how old is he?
He's 15.
He's 15.
Mm-hmm.
Does he go to high school with you?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know exactly what you can do, except for maybe encourage him to call Child Protective, whatever, if they're physically doing anything.
Yeah, I don't know that but social services would do anything.
Doesn't sound like they're doing it.
Is there a teacher at school that both of you trust you could maybe get together with and talk about this, or is there a counselor?
There is a teacher that I do trust, but he doesn't, I've told him, I see it as maybe, I'm not really sure if it's actual abuse.
It is abuse.
Like emotional abuse?
Yeah, at very minimum it's emotional abuse, and it's a very disturbing situation, and it's going to impact his emotional health, there's no doubt about it. So he could use some help. What's that?
He has siblings. Two younger ones and
I understand,
two older
but Megan, there's only so much you can do.
You like this guy?
No, he's just my friend. I really moved here, and he's one of the people I feel that I can connect with.
What's up with you?
I don't know.
Were you abused too?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to you?
After my mom went away from my dad, she got with this other guy, and I was really small, and I was abused by him.
Sexually abused?
Mm-hmm.
And how old were you?
I can't remember.
What do you think, 4 or 5, something like that?
I don't know, but it went on for a long time, and I finally told my mom.
Good, and?
And she sent him out of the house, but that's as far as it went, because we lived in a small town.
So you never had any treatment for this?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, that more than anything, Megan, saving him is not going to change what's going on in your emotional life.
Hold on a second. Jimmy's published this, has handed me this note. She wanted to remind everyone that The Guru is coming out on the 14th. It's a nonstop comedy laugh riot, okay? All right, let's get back to the call. Go ahead.
Megan.
She slid me the note.
Megan, so really, you rescuing your buddy is not going to change anything for you. Naturally enough, you see yourself reflected in him, and you can't stand to see what he's going through because it, of course, reminds you of what you've been through, and you have to rescue him because you can't tolerate being around someone who's going through that.
Right.
But the reality is you need to take care of yourself, and you got to get some treatment. It takes a long time to really get through the implicit imprint, what these kinds of experiences do to one's brain and one's emotional life.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take care of that. And maybe together go find some help. Maybe ask a teacher again at school.
I mean, maybe she's not, it doesn't sound like she's in a capable position to be able to take the burden of what is actually happening to him as well.
Well, the reality is she
it's
needs,
about her.
She needs more help than he does.
Yes.
I mean, this guy, being a male, having a dad who...
it's an asshole.
Calls him no count once in a while is nothing compared to stepdad sexually abusing you.
When you're three.
At three. I mean, you know what I mean? She's feeling sorry for this guy because he has a stigmatism in one eye and she's missing limbs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and obviously she's channeling, as Drew said, through him, but she could be the most help to him if she got help for herself.
That's right.
So then it sort of takes care of, killed two birds with one couch. Shannon?
Sleeping. Shannon?
Hello?
There we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caller goes by the name Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Okay, every time, like, I want to have sex, I just, like, you know, I'll be in the situation or whatever, and I'll just, you know, get out of the mood. I'll just, you know, just fall out, and I just get scared that, you know, I'll do something wrong or something. And I always feel so sorry, and the guy's like, you know, whatever, but...
So you get to near it and then get anxious and...
Stop?
Stop, huh?
Yeah.
You feel sorry for the guys?
Yeah, because, like, they'll, you know...
They're all right.
They want their money back, yeah, though, right?
They won't explode or anything. Relax. It's fine. You're not ready for this
I would explode.
Is there any reason that you'd have extra bad feelings about this? Anybody do anything to you when you're growing up?
Oh, true.
Well, here we go.
Jimmy's going to think that everybody in North America was diddled by his stepdad.
Weren't they?
No, it's 65 to 70%. I've heard as low as 63%.
Of our callers?
Oh, well, it's well into the 110% of our callers. But, yes, it's 110% because 1,000 people called and it was they were all molested. And then there's another 100 who haven't called yet who are being molested as we speak.
Oh,
so
okay.
It goes actually higher than 100%.
The actual time, we can't keep track of the time. There's 100.
That's right. On deck.
Yes.
Shannon,
mm-hmm.
Anything happened to you?
I was abused, but I wasn't, like, sexually abused or anything.
Were you physically abused?
Yeah.
Mm. Is this your father?
No, my mom.
Your mom?
Yeah. Mm.
Ooh, that's extra weird, huh? You still living with her?
No, but I have to see her every other weekend.
Well, who do you live with?
My dad.
And how's your relationship with your dad?
We're all right. We fight, but it's not, like, you know, hitting
and... So, really, what this may be about, Shannon, is... being intimate, that getting that close to someone may be a very treacherous place for you, having been physically abused by someone that you trusted and who you relied on for nurturance and support and safety, makes it tough to be vulnerable around somebody else. So I think it has more to do with that than any particular sexual thing. Take your time. Make sure you're in a relationship where you've been sort of stable with the guy for a long time. You can really trust him.
Yeah.
And maybe open up.
I don't know what's worse, nutty mom or nutty dad. Nutty mom, probably.
Well, for girls, nutty dad just... Nutty dad guarantees a life of pursuing pain-in-the-ass guys.
Right.
Nutty mom just makes you weird with intimacy, but you could overcome it because
right.
you might choose a good guy.
Right. But
bad dad, no way you're choosing a good guy.
Right. But the mother, the crazy mom, leaves its own scars that are different than the fatherly scars.
Yeah.
Crazy dad doesn't affect the guys that much.
No.
Crazy mom probably affects them more.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the women, really. If you were to marry someone, wouldn't you rather marry someone who didn't get along with her mom than didn't get along
yes.
with her dad
yes.
any day, right?
Yes.
Because
yes.
you're never in danger of becoming mom.
Right.
Unless you do that penis tuck move.
You
see
that?
You
do that fruit bowl thing?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Oh, it's great. And then there's this... thing I do with my nipples where I look
no,
it's different
gosh.
It's great, it's funny, Jimmy.
No,
it would
not.
It better than Benny Hill better,
oh, well,
if you could imagine
if
better
it could possibly be
Benny. You know what's so sad about Benny Hill too, it's like I just saw this documentary on him, and you know, Benny's like in his 70s, he would balloon up, he'd just get he'd get crazy. What is it about comedians that where they're so tortured, you know, like it there's no, you know, what is the antithesis of slapstick humor and laughter and entertainment? It's a weird tortured guy, you know. They have to be tortured. Like, couldn't they just be sort of not what they would appear to be on stage, where they have to be tormented and miserable. You know, he would just hold up in his apartment. He never married. He would just watch endless TV and eat, you know. But he's like in the hospital after suffering a stroke. He's in his 70s. A couple of nurses want to, you know, take a picture with him, and he's doing that stupid salute. Mm. Like, even in the hospital bed, he had to do the sort of crazy slapstick salute. Seven-year-old guy is morbidly obese. He just had a stroke. You know, that, at that point, he's got another 4 months to live, maybe. And he's, but the hand has to pop up. Jesus Christ. Oh, I tell you, I don't know why us geniuses are so goddamn tortured. Shelly?
Hi. Actually, before I get started, you reminded me, so I have another question. Have you ever considered having your buddy Ray on the show?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we have. Ray and I have considered it. In fact, I ambushed him with him once, and he got very angry.
It's too much.
Too bad. I'd like to hear, you know, more peeing on him in Denny's or something.
Yeah. Well, he did his, you know, I was not only the producer of the urine, but oftentimes the sponge, too, the lonely sponge that was the recipient of a blast of urine. Yes, thank you. Jimmy, I know this is sounds grotesque to you, but in high school, we used to take a whizzes on
each other.
It wasn't a sexual thing.
It was a boy thing.
It was
a buddy thing.
It was, well, look, as I said,
this
you
was
know,
a skill, though.
But I had to defend it. You know, people go, oh, that's a little gay, or are you guys weird, or which one of you is beating off, and the other guy's peeing? It was always like this. I just say it like this. If farting on a guy's head is a 3 and spitting on him's a 6, then what's taking a leak on him? You know what I mean? That's the plan. Yeah. Upping the ante.
Well, you went well beyond peeing on each other, didn't you?
Yeah, we may have crossed that line, but that was in self-defense, Drew.
It's always in self-defense. It's escalation. It was wartime. What are you talking about?
Yep. Shelley?
Yeah, and I know that you're very proud of your number one position for receiving oral.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could demonstrate that on Jimmy's show tomorrow.
Jimmy, not this Jimmy.
Jimmy Kimmel's show.
I was hoping.
I would if there was more of a context to it, but I'm not sure if even Jimmy's aware of my number one ranking in terms of receiving
it's something to behold. I get to see it regularly here.
Right.
Well, what Shelley's talking about is a lot of guys talk about their prowess on doing, you know, sexual prowess, how they can satisfy a woman, how they can pleasure a woman orally. My claim to fame is I can be pleasured. I'm the best at being pleasured. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
I don't claim to do anything for the ladies, but nobody receives oral like I do.
What do you do?
Well, you know, first, I'm not judgmental. You know what I mean? Okay. Not a lot of critiquing going on. Not a lot of that fake talk. Like, oh yeah. You know, I don't scare them. Not a lot of scalp grabbing. This is my position. I just lay back and it's like this. Make that noise, you know. Let them know, but it doesn't startle them. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. I have to remember that.
Yeah. Jimmy Mystery is our guest tonight.
He's actually taking notes.
Yeah. You want to try it? Just lean back. Yeah. Yes, you know, we can work with that.
Learns
good,
fast.
Good start.
Fantastic.
The Guru coming out, Marissa Tomei and Heather Graham, and that's coming out this Friday. We'll be back after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jimmy Mystery's our guest tonight. And he is from The Guru, which is coming out this Friday. Probably seen some of the posters around or seen, like, Drew, were you at the movies?
At the movies. I don't know what I was seeing.
Kids were seeing a movie. Yeah,
a kids movie, because that's all I get to see.
You don't remember what movie you were seeing, huh?
I have to think about it for a few minutes.
All right. Take 10, 15. I'm just going to relax.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking? 2 weeks' notice?
That was the one. Yeah, it was trailing with that.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks' notice.
That was with
Sandra Bullock. And
Sandra Bullock.
Drew's got it bad for Sandra. And anyway, saw the Guru. <It's great. laughs> I should be getting copies of this to pre-screen at my leisure in my own home, yes?
I think you should.
Instead of talking to Drew about what he thought of the preview. All right, let's... but he gave it a thumbs up.
Wait.
Press the wrong one?
Yeah, put that on hold. There's somebody who saw their film. Let's go right to that.
Ooh.
Mariana?
Yes.
Hey.
You're 19. What's up?
I saw the guru yesterday. I live in L.A., and I saw it over in Pasadena, and it was awesome.
Oh, great.
Oh, because it had a limited release.
It's opened in L.A., so it's already out now.
Enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it very much. I thought he was adorable. He was awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's weird hearing him talk like this now, isn't it?
It is. I didn't realize that he was from the U.K.
Yeah.
That's acting, by the way. I don't say that with my tongue in my cheek. I just heard a news story that, what's his name? Our friend who played Shaggy on Scooby-Doo.
Matthew Lillard.
Was they were actually doing a campaign to, you know, get him nominated for an Oscar, which sounds like a goof. But on the other hand, the guy was Shaggy.
Yep.
To me, a taller, like, I think I could play like an alcoholic cop that no one ever knew a lot easier than I could play Shaggy
or
Jim Morrison.
We had him do the walk for us and stuff.
Walk?
Yeah.
Had to act alongside an invisible computer-generated dog.
That's acting for you.
Did the voice? Did the zoink? Give the zoink again, would you, Anderson?
Right on cue.
All right, hey, listen, real quick. I was working on something else.
Okay.
I was setting up for later. So.
Well, I figured you just pushed the zoink, so maybe you got the zoink.
But then I had already moved on because I'm a hardworking guy.
Sorry. But
let's hear it. Anyway. There we go.
There we go.
I'm trying to do my best here under really difficult circumstances.
Pretty good zoink there. Morgan?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yeah. Can you hold on 1 second?
Oh, yeah, sure. Now, so back to zoinks. I'm telling you, I don't know who else is up for the Oscar. Going to be up. I'm guessing
Daniel Day-Lewis
always seems to be up for something. Yeah,
yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
I heard he was very good in Streets.
Gangs in New York.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And about Schmidt with Jack was supposed to be pretty good. Angie,
hi.
You're 19.
Yes.
What's up?
I'm just curious or wanting to know if I'm, like, normal, because I like girls and guys, but, I can't have a girlfriend.
You can have a boyfriend, though.
Yes.
So you just like having sex with girls.
Yeah.
Well, I know this is taken on a theme tonight,
Well, let's try to really identify.
What age?
No, specifically what this is. I got it. The friend of hers, kindergarten, same sex, same age. Sexual abuse.
No. The age,
let's ask.
Age doesn't get locked in by same age. It gets locked in by older person.
Not older. I'd say not more than 3 years older than her.
All right. What happened there, Angie?
I've only had one girlfriend, and she was really awesome. Everything worked out really good, but there was some feeling on me that I just didn't feel right.
How old were you?
I was 18.
Aha!
And you never had anything happen when you were growing up with another girl your age kind of messing around with you?
Yeah, I did. It was all messing around, though.
How old were you when that happened?
Probably like 9, my first like relationship, kind of like touching.
Okay. Drew, and how old was the girl, same age?
Yeah, same age.
Oh, Drew tapped right into it. And never, no stepdads doing anything weird?
No, nothing. No,
just that.
I'm sure there's lots of chaos in the family, but no overt abuse.
No, my aunt's a lesbian, though.
No, that has nothing to do with
that. Nah. Yeah. Drew hit the nail on the head, everybody. Drew said same age, around that age, young.
And that's what does that. It wires in a sexual orientation, not a sexual orientation, a relationship with your peers of the same sex that has a sexual quality to it before you're ready to sort of incorporate that into your sense of yourself, and that kind of becomes isolated off there, and you can't quite figure out what to do with it. So, it's natural you would have that continued attraction for girls, that you would lack the boundaries that many people have to going ahead with those attractions. But the reality is your emotional life is tied up with males, right?
Yeah.
You're not a lesbian.
No.
So just keep, here's your goal. Have a stable relationship. That's the goal. Don't screw it up with a guy or a girl. Just go have a good relationship, all right?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Yeah. Hey, good times.
Hey, good times, yeah.
Drew really came through on that one. I didn't, at first her voice sounded very young, and then when we got back to her, she sounded just a little more confused.
Yeah,
I didn't get the young.
You get that, when somebody's been sexually abused, you get that whole projective identification thing so strong. That is... when people get locked into development at a certain age, one of the things that early humans do in early development is they project their feelings into you.
Mm-hmm.
Like babies cry to get you to respond until you're like you're going crazy. Young children do that in certain more even more sort of complicated ways. And if you don't develop beyond that, as soon as you talk to someone, you get that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That they're projecting their stuff into you. You respond to it.
Yeah.
And that she didn't have that.
Yeah. Drew, you ever had anything projected into you by a guy?
Is this an invitation?
Saying the night is still young.
You see me a little randy tonight. What's going on here, Dave?
Yeah, I'm a little randy.
We got to take a break.
I know we do. Summer?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
You want to know if it's a good idea to join the Army?
Yes, I do. You know, considering I was molested 3 times.
Oh, boy.
Yada, 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 yada.
Hold on a second.
I like the way she gets right to it. Yada, yada, yada. Right. Let's get past that. Get on with the Army.
Give her that, but I got to talk to someone who wasn't molested. Is there anybody in North America who wasn't molested, or perhaps someone who's listening on the Internet in another
country? Get a couple for us that have not been abused.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a break. Jimmy Mystery is our guest tonight from The Guru, and we'll be right back. Everybody. Oh, man. What is that? The Cult?
Foo Fighters.
Oh. Sounds like The Cult, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like The Cult.
Yeah. All right. Jimmy Mystery is our guest tonight. He is from The Guru, and that is with Marissa Tomei and Heather Graham. That's coming out it was in limited release out here in Los Angeles, but it's going into wide release on the 14th. Oh, I don't know. You know, I hate
everything.
But mainly the weather guys on the news. And
well, locally here, anyway.
Because let's face it, this weatherman in Los Angeles, it's really there's nothing to do. It's like you're a guard at some minimum security place with a bunch of white collar guys in there. And there's no shooting. There's no riots. You know, I got a bunch of guys that are in there for embezzlement and tax evasion, a bunch of 6-year-old pencil neck guys with thick glasses. And you're looking for some action, but there's never any action. It's was 73 today. It'll be 73 tomorrow. It'll be 73 a year from now.
I was watching the telly before, and the weatherman was getting very excited because it might rain on Thursday.
Right.
But rain one or two inches on Thursday.
But here's what they do, which I don't like, which is I'm watching the news on Friday. And on Friday evening, a Friday during the day, you saw some clouds moving in a little bit. We've not seen much going on weather-wise this entire winter. And they're like, rain on the way? We'll tell you when we get back. And then they come back and they go, no. It's not on the way. Well, and to me, that's shoddy newscasting.
Now, by the way, before they give you that, it's not coming. There's Weather Watch.
Weather Watch, yeah. 2003.
Storm Watch,
coming your way. Right. Where will we see rain this weekend? We'll tell you when we come back. And then they come back and they tell you, no, there's no rain. But to me, that's like saying, did a plane hit the Eiffel Tower? We'll tell you when we come back. And then you come back, it's like, no, it's fine. Nothing happened. That's bad. Isn't there something illegal about that? That there is not going to be any chance of what you said there might be when we come back? And didn't you know it before we went? Like, before you went, you knew it wasn't going to rain since 2 this afternoon. It's 11 o'clock at night. You really have to plant that seed in us? It's just, listen, you got nothing to do. Here's what here's what the weather should be. We should call these guys when we need them. Something's going on. The pager goes off, the guy comes into the station. If not, we'll just assume everything's going to be the same as it was yesterday, which is how it always is out here.
Late night, early morning, low clouds.
Right.
Rain layer burns off by 10 a.m.
Yep, there it is. Scattered clouds, some sunshine, and whatever. I like when they do this one, too. Last year at this time, it was exactly the same as it is this time. And, they're stretching. They go, coldest day on record in 1874, it was 62 degrees. You're like, wow, it's 68 today. Woo. Man, times were tough back then, turn of the century. I don't even know if they had blankets back then. Jesus Christ, just don't come in and expand sports. That's what I'm saying. Just start expanding sports. They got all those X Games going on. There's probably a Thai boxing from some bad Mohican Sun casino somewhere in Torrance or something. Just start expanding sports. If there's no weather, if we don't hear anything about the weather, we'll just assume it's going to be the same as it was the day before and we can move on. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's move forward and speak to Whitney. Whitney?
Yes?
You're 16. What happened to our caller that was...
Well, you wanted to hear talk to somebody first who hadn't been molested. Then we'll go back to summer.
Okay.
I haven't.
You haven't been molested?
Nope.
Wow.
She's lying.
You made it to 16 lying. Without being molested.
Yep.
And you've lived in this country those entire 16 years?
Yeah, I live with my dad and my 20-year-old brother.
Liar!
I'm not lying.
All right. So what's up?
Well, my question is if you have sex with a guy, did they lose respect for you?
Not really.
It's not loss of respect.
No.
Sometimes some guys think about women differently if they have sex with them. It's just the relationship changes when you've had sex.
Yeah, but not necessarily in a bad way.
No, maybe sometimes it's too intense, too close.
Why? How long have you been with this guy?
8 months.
Eight months?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He is 16, same age.
Mm-hmm. It's not about respect.
Huh?
That's not losing respect is not going to be the issue at all.
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right. You guys been together for a while.
Yeah.
You thinking about having sex with him?
I already have.
Oh.
Oh.
Did things change?
What?
Did things change in the relationship?
A little, but nothing. It's because he got a job, so we don't really see each other as much anymore. But.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's the reason or.
He got a full-time job or?
No, he just. Is working on the weekends and we have school during.
Mm-hmm.
So after having sex, he suddenly cooled it off with you?
Pretty much.
Weird. That's unusual.
Yeah.
When did you guys start having sex? How long ago?
About a month ago.
Uh-huh. And have you had sex a bunch since then?
Nope.
Just really?
The one time?
Well, just the once a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Drew, you're a man of infinite passion, yes?
Infinite.
And if you had...
Prodigious, I prefer to say.
Yes, prodigious passion. And if you'd gotten things started at 16 with somebody, it wouldn't take you a month to get back in that line.
No.
Would it?
No.
This is bad.
This is a bad sign.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the sex that killed it, but he's out.
Yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't sound like he's into it much anymore.
No, I mean, you have a guy who's with someone for 7 months, then they have sex, and that was a month ago?
He wouldn't have been hanging out 7-8 months just for the sex.
No.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like he was just hanging for that.
Right. Whitney?
Mm-hmm.
What's up here? Something's up.
I have no idea.
Do you ask him?
Yeah.
And he tells you, I'm working a lot. And that's nonsense.
Does he call you?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Uh-oh. Maybe we should give him a call. Yeah. Yeah. I think he may be on the way out here, Whitney. He's not calling you much.
Yeah.
You guys may be broken up.
Maybe. I see him all the time, like at school, but not really.
You
see him at school.
It's not because you had sex with him, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of the fact.
Right.
Dude, guys freak out.
When's the last time you went on a date with him?
Last Tuesday.
Okay.
How was that?
It was fine.
Where'd you go?
We went and saw a movie and went out to eat.
See The Guru?
No, we saw Chicago.
Oh. All right.
Jimmy's like, oh, no. Of course.
Born gay. Yes.
Next day.
Live gay.
Go and find a new boyfriend and go and see The Guru.
Yeah. And after the movie, did you kiss?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Use your tongues?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But then that was it. He's not trying to come over or anything like that.
Not really.
Okay. You're going to need to talk to him.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Something's up. And don't take BS answers. Don't accept those. If it's nonsense, superficial, do not accept those answers. That is not a satisfactory explanation. There's something substantial changed, and he's got to tell you why. Or what it, maybe not even why, just what has changed.
Yeah, I was just thinking that these guys, you know, when you're in a relationship, you have a certain obligation to sort of say something. It's almost like you're a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you found out someone had cancer and they went, is everything good? You'd be like, well, you know, come saw, you know. And then you just avoid them for a while until they died. Like, because you never wanted to deal with having to confront them.
Right.
I mean, this is what guys will do, 16-year-old mm-hmm. guys. Mm-hmm. They'll just get busy, and they'll stop. They'll start checking their phone and, you know, using the caller ID and stuff. And they just sort of – and the women – and the guys do this. Works both ways, obviously. Yeah. The guys have – and the women will have no idea that the relationship's over.
The other one, the other partner, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anything about the sexual encounter that maybe got to him?
No. Whitney?
Yes?
You anything go wrong during the sex?
No.
He seemed to have a good time?
Yeah.
He performed normally? Everything worked?
Yes.
You didn't laugh at him?
No.
His penis wasn't scarred horribly?
No.
He didn't have an orgasm from the friction of him pulling his underpants down? No? No, it all worked?
Yeah.
And he seemed to enjoy himself?
Yes.
Was he dating other people leading up to that?
What do you mean?
Were you guys exclusive?
Yes.
Are you exclusive now, as far as you know?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. All right. You got to call him, and you got to call him out. And you have to say to him, look, it's all right if you don't want to continue, but I got to know what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk. What if it's... Gay?
No.
Went and saw Chicago. Doesn't seem to like sex. Working on the weekends. You know, the gays are very industrious, Trent. You know that about those people. Summer?
Hi.
You're 19. All right. So, oh, yes, you were molested.
Yeah. Everybody has been.
Yeah. Join the club, baby.
Yeah, when the calls this program. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm kind of really afraid of men. Just seeing them face-to-face is fine because over the phone, and all my relationships have been over the internet and stuff like that. I can't really, I don't know, I'm scared of men. Mm-hmm. Or, that's it. But I couldn't afford therapy. I couldn't afford anything. I really am very poor. So I thought if I join the army, maybe it'll shock me into being normal or something.
I'll be watching you.
Are you having behavioral problems?
Well, I just, I'm all messed up. I really am.
In what way? Tell us.
Ever since my mom hit her head and she basically became a two-year-old, and then when my stepdad started abusing her and then us, and I just...
He started abusing your mom after she suffered that head trauma?
Well, yeah, he was kind of doing it before, but after that, he just, yeah, did that, and then he cheated on her and left her. So, basically, I was left raising my mother. But,
right.
Yeah, she's like a 14-year-old now, so she's doing better. And, I don't have any
How does she hit her head, out of curiosity?
She delivers mail, and it was Advo Day. Her hands were really full, and it was icy.
It was what day?
Advertisement Day.
Oh, Adver Day.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe you hit your head, too, Summer, to think we'd know what Adver Day was.
Advo Day. Never mind. You
yeah, I know, but it's not a national holiday. Advro Day. So it's every Friday is Advro Day or something?
Something like that.
I should. Mm-hmm. How do I keep delivering the junk mail?
You can't.
Who do I got to blow to get these guys to quit putting the Bed Bath and Beyond catalog?
How would she know about that? She's a 19-year-old.
It's the only thing they have going for them.
Her mom's a mail carrier. It was during Advro Day where she slipped and hurt her head. There was an icy walkway. She was carrying a heavy load of crap.
She fell onto her back or something? What happened?
She fell right onto her forehead, and she suffered a concussion, and then she got post-concussion syndrome, frontal lobe syndrome.
Basically. Wow.
How did she land on her head?
There was no railing, so she had nothing to steady herself on, so she just kept going, I guess.
Was something frozen or something?
Hmm?
Was something frozen?
Well, she meant...
No, I meant like ice as she slipped.
Oh, yeah. She did. She slipped on the ice on the steps going down. It was one of those walk-up mailboxes.
All right. That's what I said.
I know. She's been abused. She wasn't listening. Every relationship
was something frozen.
Yeah, every relationship is dad, stepdad.
Right.
Even you, Adam.
I think I should get some credit for figuring out that it was during Advro Day when
Listen,
she was
carrying that she was a mail carrier. I missed that. Even.
And slipped on some ice.
All right. The summer.
It's ironic that your name is Summer and your mom slipped during the winter and turned into a two-year-old, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I understand that you feel like you're messed up, but are you behaving in strange ways? Are you doing getting yourself into trouble, that kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, I ran away from home once for a day, and I did a bunch of things. I was kind of a bad kid.
Okay. Well, look, you seem to know what's going on. I mean,
I'm messed up.
Well, okay, but... How messed up can you be when you know you're messed up?
Well, the boot camp ideas, you know, going to the military, that kind of thing, for some people can be quite effective.
Yeah,
they can help
the structure, as opposed to what? You're not doing anything else, right?
Well, I can't, when I see people face to face, I'm a little different, I'm more afraid, I don't trust anybody. I can't have a relationship with anybody, and I don't know.
Okay, all right. Well, definitely some therapy would be nice.
I can't afford it.
Is there college
or something?
She's in the
military, they'd have something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, so are you working right now?
Yeah, I have a terrible job.
What do you do?
I'm a telemarketer. It's awful.
Wow. All right. I say go ahead and join.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, why not? Do a little traveling. And look, you don't do anything if you're not going to college, and I can attest to this firsthand. You don't do anything between age 19 and age 23 anyway. You just don't. I didn't do a goddamn thing. A little carpet and cleaning and a little ditch.
Jimmy, what'd you do in 1923?
Oh, it was with the Royal Shakespearean troupe touring the world.
I didn't. I would spend most of the time in bars, I think. Playing pool and
you
getting
don't,
drunk.
People, I mean, if there were ever some years to burn, I mean, and Drew, really, I you know, we haven't really fully gotten into this because I know you're very much into college, but the people who don't go to college, if you're not going to college, you spend... The second you graduate or get out of high school at 18 years of age, you usually don't start getting into or doing what you want to do until your mid-20s, maybe even later 20s. Yeah. You really have about 7 years from 18 to 25 where you're just chasing tail, boozing, sort of finding your sea legs as a man, at least. Mm. Women aren't doing much either. It's sort of cruising and boozing. Whatever job you have, it's just enough to buy a few beers and get you covered your admission to some club. You end up going camping every weekend and hanging out, watching a lot of sports and stuff.
Going to the river all the time.
You go down to the river. You do nothing. You do nothing. You fight and do something that starts with F too, if you're lucky. That's about it.
Fart.
Farting, and effing. The three Fs. The three fundamental Fs. That's all you do as a guy. You might as well just join up and learn something about computers, for Christ's sake. Get a little discipline. Why not?
Bring conscription back? What do you think, Adam?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that where we make people go into the military?
Yes.
Yes. Ben?
Yeah.
See, if I'd went to college and not just been practicing the three Fs.
And if three Fs and one C. Carpet cleaning. CC.
Right. Ben?
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Okay,
Focus.
Yeah.
I had a fivesome with,
Yeah. We don't believe it.
No, I swear.
All right.
I was out camping, kind of like after my grandpa's wedding, and I was
Your grandpa's wedding?
Yeah. He's been married like three times. He's a real screwball.
All right.
And, I was going out to get, to find them. They were, like, horseshoeing, and some girls were following me around, and they asked me to come back to their cabin. I was like...
Horseshoeing? Throwing horseshoes?
What?
They were horseshoeing?
Yeah, they're into that.
The girls were, or grandpa? Who was?
Well, everybody, just, like, the whole farts.
The whole wedding party.
They're throwing horseshoes.
Yeah.
All right. You understand we weren't there, right, Ben? Let me make this a quick disclaimer to all our... Advo people and our horseshoeing people and stuff like that. You understand, we weren't there. I know in your mind's eye, we can see clearly what you're seeing, but we can only hear it via your description.
We need to be a little more clear. We don't personally know the people you're talking about.
Right.
And we weren't there at the particular event you're referencing. Right? We don't know you.
I think it's difficult for people to understand.
Throwing horseshoes at a stick.
I've never heard it called horseshoeing either. Yeah. To me, horseshoeing would be putting a shoe on a horse, but this is playing horseshoes. But again, Advro, weak,
and
that sort of inside lingo. I just really realized that when you're young and or dumb, or possibly both, you're blurred a little bit. You know, your kids will come home. Well, your kids are probably too old at age 10 to do this anymore. But when your kids were in the first or second grade, they would come home and talk to you about it.
As if you were
the boy
there.
Who sat behind them using his first name, as if you knew him, right?
As if you were right there when
that's what you do when you're a kid. There's this sort of omnipotent quality that everyone must have. They see into your life.
you see
into
theirs.
Strangely, all of our callers have that quality. So, Ben.
Yeah.
Your host showing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. So I was going to get them, actually. And
get who? Get who?
Get the grandparents. They were out horseshoeing.
Okay.
On the other side of the camp. And
get them.
He was married.
Yeah, he was married, and camp, he was, like, out with his wife and a bunch of...
How he was married at a campsite?
No, this is, like, the reception. It was like...
The reception was at a campsite?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
All right, and how old's your grandpa?
He's, like...
36.
56.
56, good times.
All right.
Okay, and so then, I went back, and they closed the cabin door. They were in some kind of, you know, like, youth group or something, so... And they started taking off their clothes. And
youth group. They were in a youth
group. Now we're switching over. Now we're switching to the girls.
See, this is again. Yeah. This is. We know what he's talking about. Yeah. I went to go get all my grandparents' friends, and then we're in the trailer, and they start taking their clothes off, and it's like, again, we're not there. You understand, Ben?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is like directions. You can't skip streets because we've never been there before.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So first, you were going out to the campsite to get the wedding party who were throwing shoes at a stick, horseshoes at a stick.
Yeah, yeah.
Along the way, you ran into this group of girls?
Yeah.
Fool.
Well, no, actually, they were following me.
They were following you. From where? Where'd they meet you?
Well, I didn't really talk to them. They're just, like, following me around.
Where did they meet you?
I don't know. I just, like, halfway there, they started following
Halfway
me.
Where?
On the way to the horseshoes.
From where?
From
the wedding party.
Yeah, from where we're gonna have.
They were just in
from where they were gonna have dinner. Okay.
They were just in the woods.
All right.
These girls.
Okay.
All right.
Then I go back with them to the cabin.
All right.
And
they were the youth group, and they went to their cabin where they were spending the weekend.
Yeah,
their cabin,
and
right? Not the cabin. Their cabin.
The girls'
cabin. Their cabin.
Yeah.
Like eight of them or eight cabins.
Eight cabins. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Go
so
ahead.
Then they start ripping off my shirt, and you know I just get into it and.
Sure.
And two of them said they were virgins, but the other two, you know, that they didn't really say. And now I've kind of got, you know, like little white.
Well, you're skipping ahead again.
Okay. So then I have sex with one, and then I get like a BJ, and the girls are making out, and they're having a lot of fun. And then
how old are these girls?
Two 15-year-olds, a 16, and a 17-year-old.
Was this like
Maybe they were trying to get a merit badge.
Now, was this like a camp for, you know, like a prison camp kind of thing?
I don't know. I didn't really talk to them about it. It was like Christian camp. You know, I was like, yeah.
Christian camp. Okay.
I see.
Yeah, that makes sense now.
All right.
Okay, so, you know, they wanted some penis. And so, okay. And so,
Ben.
You gave him penis, yeah.
Yeah, and so now I got like little white bumps on like, my penis. And
all right, let me tell you what I think happened. I think he was in the woods fishing with his grandfather. He drank some bad stream water. He passed out.
Had vomiting, diarrhea.
Had this crazy delusion about these wood nymphs and stuff. Really, he was humping a knot hole,
a rock,
in an elm tree.
Yeah,
and that's where the bumps came from, Ben.
Dude, guys, I swear.
No, I believe you.
How long ago did this happen? Yeah, we did too. How long ago did this happen?
Like 2 months. 2 months ago.
Do these things look kind of like warts?
Well, yeah. I was wondering if it was like a rash. And, and they could like come, and then they like appear more, and then they go away a little bit.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about there. There's nothing.
It shouldn't be rash. Maybe it's herpes.
Hang on one second.
Herpes?
Does it hurt?
I don't know.
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
They burn. They hurt.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Herpes.
Yeah, they kind of like, I have to scratch them and, yeah, they hurt.
Did you ever have an ulcer? Like a sore there? Is it on the penis or is it over in the pubic area?
It's like near the base.
And are they sort of like, look kind of like zits, but they're hard if you scrape them off?
Yeah, well, they're more whitish, but yeah, they look like zits.
I think they might be molluscum contagiosum.
Yeah, but those wouldn't hurt.
They do when you scrape them off.
Yeah,
they do.
Is it open? Is it moist or is it dry?
It's more dryish.
And then you scrape it off, and then they're moist.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe that's
it's probably molluscum contagiosum. That's the only thing that kind of comes and goes like that too. But guess what, Ben? I'm trying to make a diagnosis across the radio here. It's very inaccurate. Molluscum contagiosum is a virus. It's no big deal. It is contagious. It doesn't hurt anybody. It can kind of spread around if you don't get it taken care of by a dermatologist or a doctor. So have someone take a look at it. A dermatologist will be fine if you're sort of freaked out about going to a family doctor or something. Time for break.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I believe him. You know why I believe him? Because he said, he's like, and, you know, the five girls and I were in the cabin and I had sex with one of them. Like guys that are lying announce things. He was trying to keep it on the QT, that part where he had sex.
It was also that he didn't have, didn't do anything to the other four. Yeah. He just finally got the one.
They wanted penis, so I gave him, you know, some penis. It's grandfather. He's getting married in the woods. They're throwing shoes. Look out. All righty. Let's take a little break.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Dexter
and Noodles
from The Offspring, and you're listening to Loveline with that asshole Adam Carolla and that guy that's full of himself, thinks he always knows what he's talking about, Dr. Drew.
I hate that. I can do better.
Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jimmy Mystery is our guest tonight. He is from The Guru, which is coming out this Friday. It says Marissa Tomei. She has an Academy Award for comedic acting, by the way. So how bad could this movie be?
And Heather Graham.
And Heather Graham, who was in one of the best movies, and I told it to her face when she was on this show just a scant 7.5 years ago. Uh-huh. She was
What did she remember Boogie when Nights. You talked to her subsequently? Did she remember?
Yeah.
She did remember.
Yeah. I spoke to her at some party like 3 years ago.
Would she laugh about it? Was she?
She's a little nutty.
Yeah.
She's a little crazy. Yeah. She's a little nutty. I don't think... And I've gotten into trouble in the past for calling people like Rose McGowan nutty. But first off, you are nutty, so... It's like calling Shaq tall, you know? I mean, who are we kidding here? Number two, is nutty that bad?
Wait, there's a difference between nutty and sketchy.
Yeah, you're not dicey.
Yeah.
You're not sketchy. You're not schizoid. You're not dangerous. It's almost kind of works with some of these people, guys and girls. You know, David Arquette's nutty, but it's nice on him.
Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
He could burst into the studio, which he's done before when I called him nutty. It seems like Heather Graham is a little nutty, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. I'm a little nutty.
Right.
We got on because we're both a little nutty.
Right. But you
have to be nutty to be in this business and do with the jobs that we do.
It would seem like that was a prerequisite after speaking to many folks. But you seem much. You seem very grounded. I'm sure.
Yeah, I have my nutty moments.
Sure, you have your quiet moments where you're a little bit, a little bit crazy.
Yeah,
part Irish.
But like, you do some boozing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, but like, Marissa Tomei does not seem as nutty as Heather Graham to me.
Oh, she
again,
nutty
well. Not being a bad thing.
It's not bad. I think they're nutty in very different nutty ways.
Mm-hmm. Who's nougaty?
Who's what?
Drew, would you say Drew's nougaty? Or
was
nutty?
Nougaty? What's all nougaty?
Nougat's an American word we have. It's not chocolate. It's not marshmallow.
It's caramel.
It's not in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Let's talk to Joe, who's 20. Joe?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Well, I just got a couple questions for you guys.
I think Joe's recording this.
All right. Go ahead.
First time caller, so I'm a little nervous.
Great.
Well, my girlfriend, when we have sex, she likes me to play with her like I'm a behind, you know?
Like a what? Like from where?
Like on the behind. Like on her butt.
Okay.
Like with my fingers.
All right. Got it.
And
an
asshole. I was just wondering, like, how to approach anal, and, like, I've heard it hurts real bad for women, and I don't know how to do it, and I don't know, is it bad, or...
She wants you to do this, play with that area, right?
Right.
So, you're wondering how to approach it with her or how to approach it physically?
Approach it with her, because we've talked about it before, but she's, like, a little nervous.
Well,
so, I mean,
you're most of the way there. I would say that if things hurt, just back off, go real slow. Lots of lubricant.
Okay.
And just, no, and she'll tell you if it hurts and just back off.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, approach it like the dentist. You know what I mean? If they start going, ah! Yes, you got to pull the drill out.
Wear a condom. Good idea.
Oh, geez, that just hurt.
Well, another thing is like, in order for her to have an orgasm, it's like I always have to do something extra than just having sex with her.
Yeah.
And
what is that extra? Like, what do you mean extra?
Like, either do that or, like, play with the front side of her while we're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
it's extra. It still falls. It's still sex.
That's all. What's most women need some extra.
Yeah.
Stimulation. There's nothing inside the vagina to take care of that for them.
No. Unfortunately not. Not sure why either. Would have seemed like something I wouldn't have overlooked if I was, I was building a woman. I got myself a couple hundred feet of fallopian tubing, and I got the labias, the major and the minor. I would have put in a couple clitorises or clitoris myself.
Put them in multiple spots.
Yeah, put one on the forehead.
I was, on a plane today. I was watching a movie where they surmised that the reason is that evolution didn't want intercourse to be too alluring to women because the risks of pregnancy were too great.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd want them to be sort of stimulated other ways other than intercourse.
Interesting. Yeah. This was on a flight?
Yeah.
What film was this, a movie?
Roger Dodger film.
Really?
I had one of those, it's good to choose 10 films. Kind of thing.
I see. Yeah. They weren't showing this.
No.
You had the little DVD.
It wasn't a DVD. It was one of those, select from amongst these 10 films, your own little video screen.
Yeah, but don't they give you a little DVD?
No, it wasn't. This was a Delta flight where you just choose amongst, like, 8 films.
Hmm. All right. I flew Southwest. I got to, my entertainment was reading the ingredients on the peanut,
peanut
bag. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I didn't call, damn it.
All right, let's talk to, Jay. Anderson said he was going to call and have the peanuts canceled on my flight, like it happened to me once. Jay, you're 25?
Yeah, what's up, Adam and Drew? What's going on? First off, you were knocking on my college last week, Cal State Hayward, and I actually graduated out of there with a business degree in marketing, so I want to talk to you about this whole junk mail and how to get your name off these lists.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that I'm... Well, first off, I can't do anything that involves work.
Well, see, that's the thing. Since you're literally a millionaire, you should have an assistant, right?
I do have an assistant.
Well, there you go. So let me go ahead and give you some stuff that your assistant could use.
But here's what I'd like to do. Rather than having my assistant do my bidding for me, how about the bold print text that I put on the front of the mailbox that says, please no junk mail?
But you know, the problem is the U.S. mail guys, they still got to deliver it no matter what. You got to work out some sort of deal with your postman.
I know.
The post office, I mean.
People say this, and to me, here's my deal. All right, hold on a second. I know I can call these companies all individually, and there's a million of them, believe me. As soon as you buy a house, your name, Drew, he's livid over there. He's so angry, he's sneezing. When you buy a house, your name gets on a bunch of these mortgage things and refinance things. And as soon as you buy a house, your name, it goes crazy. Mm-hmm. You have a couple credit cards, whatever it is. Here's the deal I would like to work out with our government, if I could. And this involves a garbage man and stuff like that. I pay $800,000 in taxes. You give me little itty-bitty breaks, little itty-bitty incentives, like not dropping the penny saver flyer off at the house in the mailbox. Stuff that seems like you could get done for cheaper than the $800,000 almost, but that's all I ask. That's all I want. Just some little itty-bitty things for the tons of goddamn taxes I pay. That's all I want. And I don't want anyone's suggestion where I go bribe my mailbox, the mailman. This is not an answer to me. Let him get his bribe out of the $800,000 I'm paying this year. That's what I'm saying. I want to be in a club. I want to be in the $800,000 club. That's the club I want to be in. What's wrong with this? My mom looks at me like I'm a madman when I have a few glasses of wine and spout this stuff off. And I always tell anyone who wants to listen, anyone's got a problem with this, pay $800,000. Pay $800,000 and get nothing. Nothing. Pay it, pussies. You pay the $800,000 and you get the exact same service as your neighbor who's on the dole. And I use dole for you there, Jimmy.
Thanks,
that means welfare in blimey talk. You get the exact same thing. The exact same thing. That's how it should be. And if you want something different, you want the garbage man to pick up a bag of leaves that didn't fit into the can, you got to bribe him. Go down there and give him a 20. Really, that's how it should work. Can't stand it. I need special privileges, and I don't see anything wrong with that. Nothing. Why shouldn't there be? What's my incentive?
I remember when you first started paying taxes, you wanted your own policeman.
I want my own policeman.
Black and white in front of his house.
Yes, they've compromised. They give me my own goddamn meter maid, but they won't give my own policeman.
Meter maid's not yours, unfortunately.
Yeah, just running the tickets. I want something. I want some incentive. I don't understand why this is such... We're democracy, are we not? We're capitalists, are we not?
Right.
This is how this country works. The guys who get paid more get a little something extra. Am I right?
No.
You make $1 million a year, you're not driving a Yugo. You're not taking a bus. You're not living in a crappy one-bedroom apartment.
When you were poor, that's how you thought things worked.
I just want no junk mail. That's all I want. And I put the thing on the mailbox, and they just stuff it in.
The guy who's delivering the mail by the size of your house will expect you to pay him not to deliver the mail.
Yeah.
If you were poor and you had the thing, he probably wouldn't deliver it because you wouldn't be able to pay him.
So I got to grease the guy's palm.
Still won't work.
You have to.
No. You know, I put the thing up on the mailbox, and it worked for like 3 days. And then the guy... And then what they do, too, is they mash it in. They get angry, too, if you don't check it. Uh-huh. And that's the whole thing, too. If you go out of town for a week, you get 6 months' worth of mail stuffed in there because 75% of it is junk.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta run for something. I'm going to clean up this town. I'm going to give everyone incentive to pay taxes by having little clubs. Get gold status, silver. I'd be platinum.
Like an airline.
I don't get parking tickets. I just flash the platinum card. I go to the front, like when there's lines. You know, if I had to go to the post office and send a package or get like a passport photo or something, I just walk right to the front of the line. I got my platinum card. Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it, Drew?
Sounds. I'll vote for you.
All right. Well,
it's hard to get a platinum card.
Take a little break here. Jimmy Mystery is our guest tonight. From the Guru, we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Jimmy Mystery is our guest tonight. He's from the Guru, coming out this Friday, the 14th, I believe. That's with Marissa Tomei. Not too nutty. Heather Graham. Medium nutty. Yes. Medium nutty. All actions.
No, they're all good.
All actions a little nutty.
Yeah.
That's all right. It's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah, sure. Victoria?
Hello?
You're 14?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Okay. After school, I'm on a ski team, and there's this guy, and he always tries to, like, feel me.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
15.
All right.
How does he try to feel you?
Everywhere.
He just grabs your ass and stuff? Or?
Yeah.
Is there an adult chaperoning you guys?
No, we're just in the hallways.
Is there, you mean at school?
Yeah.
In school.
In the hallways?
Hallways.
Hallways? Is that what you said?
So he's a guy that you travel with on a ski team, and then during a school day, he grabs at you.
Yeah.
Do you tell him to stop?
No, that's the thing. Like, I can't.
Why not?
Because
he's, like, one of my really good friends.
Yeah.
We've been for a while.
And what? What'd you just whisper there?
Yeah, it sounds bogus to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what she should throw up or throw out or throw in or something.
Let's give it one more try. Real quick.
Drew, right. We got to talk to everybody.
Tell him to stop. If he doesn't stop, notify, you know, teacher, counselor, hall monitor, whatever it is. It's got to be a consequence for this. It's a sexual harassment.
Yeah. Poor guys living in Alaska. There's probably 3 chicks in the entire school. He's got to grab a feel. All right, Victoria. Who are you talking to in that room?
Oh, my friend's here.
All right. Was this a bogus call?
No.
Did you hear what I said about just telling him to stop and then asking for help if he doesn't?
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I can't because I don't want to ruin our friendship.
Listen, he
what kind of friendship? He grabs at your ass when you pass him in the hall.
Listen, there's no problem with you standing up for yourself. Anybody who's truly your friend will be fine with that. It'll sort of wake him up to the fact that they're being inappropriate. He may not really be thinking.
Well, do you like him?
Uh-oh.
Not like that.
Not like that?
No.
Okay, well, he might like you like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, tell the stuff. She doesn't care. Listen, by the way, what girl thinks she's going to ruin her friendship if she tells a guy to stop pawing at her breast? We've never had that. That's not how women work. Even screwed up women don't worry about that. She's either bogus or, who cares? You know, sometimes a lot of Alaskans can get brain damage. I saw a story on this.
Whale blubber?
Well, the consumption of whale butter mixed with them being tossed in that seal skin. Up in the air and landing again constantly.
Land on their head sometimes.
Oftentimes. A lot of head trauma. That's all that goes on in Alaska. They get 15 Eskimos, they take like 10 seal skins, and they sew them together. They put them in the middle of the blanket, and they throw them up in the air.
Fading Nanook of the North. Let's keep going here.
That's the only thing I know about that culture. Yeah, that's
you were raised by Quacoodle Indian. Nathan, 16.
Hey, guys. Adam, you're like my like hero or something, you know. I got
hero,
a problem.
Hero. People are
okay. Go ahead, buddy.
All right, my girlfriend. We've been going out for about 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to have sex. I want to have sex. I'm sort of a virgin, I guess you could say. I was molested by a chick when I was 5. But
ooh, wow.
How old was the chick?
I believe she was 19.
Wow.
Maybe 20. I'm not sure.
Babysitter?
No, she was a neighbor.
Neighbor? What'd she do to you?
Well, she had me stick my penis inside her and, in her vagina.
Yeah, good time.
5-year-old?
I know. And
how was that traumatic to you at the time?
It wasn't. It was more I didn't know what was going on. It was...
Yeah?
I told my mom and she threw a fit and then something happened in court, and she moved, and I don't know what happened. I don't know even if she went to jail or not. I'm not sure, but so she's a virgin. I know that, my girlfriend.
So the neighbor went to jail?
I think so. I'm not quite sure of the details. I just don't talk about it anymore, actually. I think she went to jail. She could have.
So you're... Okay, all right.
Yeah, I think my mom handled it in court. She went to court a few times.
Okay, so now?
So now it's like my girlfriend wants to have sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. I, like, you know, I want to have sex, but, like, I keep, not wanting to have sex. It's like I'm sort of scared of it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the other day, she took off her shirt and, like, and I gave her a massage at first, and then she unzipped my pants and, jacked me off.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And, my parents walked into the room.
Oh.
And so,
no wonder you're nervous now.
When did they walk in? At what point?
Well, they walked in right as she was jacking me off.
Well, during the jack part or the off part?
Wow.
The off part.
Oh, God.
Hi, Dad. I'm a...
Yeah, so, and then, like, I called her tonight. And,
well,
like,
wait a minute. Wait, you were actually having an orgasm when your parents came into the room?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
My dad turned around and...
That's so brutal. Oh, I got to hear more of this. He's like, Mom, you look hot. Oh, my God, I can't believe you saw that.
All right, let's hear more.
All right. Nathan?
Your dad turned around and what?
Huh? Well, it was actually my dad who came into the room, so that's even more embarrassing.
And he turned around, and then what happened?
He turned around and went out, and we were really embarrassed, right? So, like, we stopped everything.
Now, where were you? And you were on top of the blankets?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't have blankets on my bed at the time. We were in here with the music on, and, I thought the door was locked, but it's like, one of those little push buttons.
Yeah.
And it wasn't closed all the way or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so... And then, we just, we got dressed, and I was like, I gotta talk a little louder. My dad's upstairs sleeping. So we went outside.
Yeah, well, what are you going to tell him? He doesn't already know.
I know, but it's just like he doesn't want me on the phone. He really got mad earlier because I was on the phone. He really pitched a fit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went on a walk, and like, and then I haven't seen her since Monday. Mm-hmm. And tonight I called her, and like, and she doesn't want to talk to me now or something, and I was like wondering what's going on, and like.
Okay, all right.
So
why doesn't she want to talk to you?
I don't know, and she wouldn't tell me, and she hung up on me tonight.
Well, look, like, you guys have been through a very intense experience. God knows, maybe his dad went to her mom or her parents, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
She may feel betrayed by you in some way.
Uh-huh.
So, no way we can speculate what's going on with her. You've been through a very intense experience together, and, you know, it's putting your relationship in jeopardy. God knows what she's going to feel about all this.
All right. Well, she hung up.
Not a good sign. Maybe mom's not letting her talk to her.
Yeah. Don't call her back, but call her back like Friday. Don't call her back immediately.
Call back and say, you know, email. Get on the computer.
Or see her at school and talk to her.
Yeah.
All right. He was actually having an orgasm when Dad walked in. That's why
I keep that cyanide pill right in my cheek. Just like you say.
He's got kids. I said, keep that cyanide pill right in your cheek when they hit their teens, like a German war
criminal. Just like that did. Walk in, walk out.
No, not walk out. You bite on it as you open the door. You see your daughter there with some guy, and you just tip over right onto them. They have to crawl out from under you.
Oh.
And that sufficiently traumatizes them to the point where they wouldn't be going out for another, like, 3 weeks.
No way to shape their behaviors. All right.
Drew's body is over both partners now. Luckily, the semen can be used as a lubricant so they can slide out to safety.
Nice.
There's the show, everybody. I want to thank Jimmy Mystery for coming in here tonight.
The Guru.
Thank you.
I'm going to see that this weekend. I swear to God.
Go. All right, Drew. I'm going to be asking for a full review come Sunday. Yeah, go see the Guru coming out this weekend on Friday in a nationwide release. Nice meeting you, Jimmy.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
We'll love to have you on anytime you have another project.
Cool.
I haven't offended you in any way, right?
Absolutely not. It's been an eye-opener, this, for me.
Yeah.
We don't get, as we know, since Benny Hill, we don't get anything that resembles anything like this. So,
man's a genius, and he's being shunned by his own countrymen. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I'm trying to do my best here under really difficult circumstances.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.